Good morning, 6:23 a.m. on May the 28th, a Tuesday morning. This is post-graduation, post-Memorial Day, post-pretty much everything. I've got one more eye doctor's appointment today. I've got another one on the 11th of June, which should be the final post. The eyes are pretty cool. I have got one. I hope it's not a detached retina. 18-minute first mile, not bad. I've got one little spot in my left eye that feels like something stuck on the lens or something caught in an eyelash. It only shows up in certain light. It only shows up in certain, when I hold my eyes a certain way. And not always there. So I'm thinking it's probably not a detached retina, but some piece of schmutz or something that's hanging in my face. I haven't been able to clear it, although I have washed my eyelid a couple of different times and continue to remove more and more stuff. So I'll talk to him about that this morning. It's at 9 o'clock, so it's a couple hours away. The weekend was long. The in-laws came, spent the weekend. Well, actually, that's not true. They came late Friday night. We got in around 10. Friday. And then left Saturday right after lunch. And then took the scenic route up through Estes Park and down through Boulder to get a chance to see the mountains before they flew back to Ohio. So they weren't here very long. Two nights. The first night we decided we would use the air mattress and bed down in a computer room with the air mattress on the floor, which would have been good except the air mattress deflated in the middle of the night. That was some sort of slow leak. So my goal today is to get rid of that air mattress. There's no sense to have an air mattress we can't use. So we'll get rid of it. And my goal is also at least 5,000 words on Greedock's story. It's going to be a bit of a challenge because I've got the morning pretty well broken up. And I'm going to have to make a grocery run as well. So not only do I have a doctor's appointment, but I've got some chores that I need to do. About 5,000 words is 5 hours. And I've been up since 4, but I have not opened up the word processor yet. I plan to do that after I get this posted this morning. So it's pretty interesting that how well I can see now. Having both eyes more or less healed, I'm still doing eye drops 4 times a day, but if I look over the top of my glasses, it's pretty clear that I can see better now than I have for years without the glasses. Not only can I read the stop sign at the end of the block, I can read the street sign on top of it, which is pretty astonishing. So I still have to wear the glasses until I can get something else to replace them. I have some non-prescription sunglasses that I can wear to protect my eyes from inadvertent damage. Oh, there's my little floater. Hello. Thank you. just the one. And I can't tell if it's inside or outside. Yeah, like there's something on my lens or my glasses or something. Seems like it almost has to be inside the eye. So I hope that's not going to be permanent. I hope that's not something like I bumped my eye inadvertently in the middle of the night one night and didn't know it, or deformed the lens implant or something. So yeah, the summer has begun. We've got this week that's clear, except for a couple doctor's appointments. Next week should be pretty much the schedule for the summer, at least for June and July. And pretty much that's all the summer we have, because kids go back to school in the middle of August. So June, July, and 2 weeks in August, and that's about it. And then we're back in the winter schedule. Elder daughter goes off to college. I'm left only with younger daughter to deal with on a daily basis. And of course the wife. Oh, police officer. Just coming past the most problematic intersection. On the Greeley's Finest, camped around the corner. What a gorgeous morning though, golly. Got the moon up. Southwest sky. It's, past full. Looks like about three quarters. A week past full, I might put it that way. No, not even 3 days past full. I don't know. Anyway, it's a gibbous, and I would guess waning moon, judging the position of the sky, relationship to the sun. All the little pine trees around here are all putting up vast amounts of pollen. So yeah, what do we do with today? We gotta do some shopping, we gotta do some doctor's appointment, we've gotta do some writing. Gotta get Greedock out this week. I need another 20,000 words before, when's the first? Saturday. So my end of day Friday gives me 4 days, 4,000 words a day, 5,000 words a day, sorry. Between now and Friday, eminently doable, particularly if I can get a couple of good days in there, 8,000, 10,000 word days. I suspect once I've reached the midway point, and I suspect once I start the long, not necessarily slow, decline approach to the final conclusion, final battle, the denouement, that it'll move relatively quickly. At least I hope so. So that's my plan. monk pole. Oh, my back is so sore today. I got one spot in the center of my back that took the brunt of the deflating mattress. It's been sore for 2 days. The floor is carpeted, but it's carpet on concrete, and there's no pad, it's just glued to the concrete. That was on purpose, because we wanted to use it as a computer space, not as a living space. So we wanted the chairs to roll without mats, and they do, they roll nicely. And even though the carpet is probably wearing twice as fast as it should. But the downside is that sleeping on the floor makes it very difficult, because it's not very thick carpet. It's a very short pile. And the concrete under it is, it's hard as concrete. Not too surprising. Second night I slept on a futon, slept on the fold-out chair in my office. That worked much better. It was a short night, but it was a much more restful night. And I have to say, yesterday, even on Sunday after they left, all of us just went sort of, oh. The visit was officially over. The long-awaited and much-feared out-of-town guests had come and gone without major conflagration. There's something about having parental units visit. You know, particularly gets to my wife, who is still very much in the seeking approval from parent mode. That was a mode that I sort of left behind when I joined the military, in part because I think I gained parental approval by joining the military, by joining the Coast Guard. There was a certain level of, okay, well, yeah, good enough. And then I didn't move home after the Coast Guard. I moved out. I left home when I was 17 and never went back. And I, you know, weekend, stop by for a visit, but never living at home after I joined the Guard. When I moved out, I moved out. It wasn't always fun, I will say that, but it was much preferred to any of the alternatives I could think of at the time. Ugh. So I reorganized my to-do list. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I have organized by task all of the books, and then prioritized by title my first three tasks. First four, really, because I got to get Greedock off the table. and then I can work on the others. My goal is to get everything out. Double Captain's Owner out by June. That's a doable do if I can, although I suspect the editing on Owners is going to be somewhat lax. The grand scheme of things, I'm not sure that it really matters. I do have some very good edits from the Dyslexic Wombat for Double, and a lot of the inconsistencies between titles has been resolved with his notes. So that's cool. And I've got a whole set of Double Share and a whole set of Captain Share notes to incorporate. Then I can publish both of those on Kindle. And it really, I suppose, I could take the EPUBs that I'm using to create the Kindles and load them to Nook. That would kill off some of the extra problems that I'm having with people who are, you know, the half dozen people or so who are actually using Nooks. And I also want to get into Kobo. I guess it's Nook Pub or something, because I've got to transfer stuff over from Barnes & Noble. And I've got to get my Kobo account set up. So I suspect if I do EPUBs, take the EPUB that I use for the Kindle, I could probably just cross-load those. That would take care of some of the sort of where's the book kind of emails that I've been getting. But I do feel bad. It's like, wow, gosh. I think I'd be able to do this a lot faster, a lot more expeditiously than I have. But I haven't. And second-guessing myself and beating myself up for it doesn't actually solve anything. As those of you who have been with me for the ramble, this has been a pretty crappy month for walk and talk. But it's also been a heavy month for rest and recuperation. Got my teeth fixed, got my eyes fixed. If I can get my head back in the game here, life should be pretty good. Oh, this poor yard. I have to get the sprinklers turned on this week too. And mowed both front and back again. But be that as it may. 18 minutes. 18 and a half minutes on the second mile. Not a world record pace, but certainly one that's respectable. And with that 2 miles, I am at the back gate. And this is where I say tomorrow was another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.